Bueno.
I see you carrying people. I see people all over your back. It's like you're doing a fireman's carry and carrying people. God has called you to be someone who carries people in the dire times when they don't have faith, when they're in emergency. You've been given a clear mind. You don't seem to panic easy. And you're able, and I see you carrying people and carrying them along, pulling them along, and rescuing them from various things that are going on. That's one. Two, God says, good job. You have survived being stabbed in the back, betrayed, used. I just see arrows in your back. And you've survived. You've not let it bring you down with serious injury, bitterness, or regret. And God says, good job. He is going to begin to use you to, there's a spiritual ministry where you see the need that people have, and you also see how that need can be met. It's a gift of helps and service, and I see you, God, using you to begin to bring together people that have need with other people that have an answer to that need. God's given you an ability to, you know, a lot of people in a lot of different areas, strata. And that's so you're going to be able to connect people that have needs. Next, I see a tremendous calling on you for leading people to the Lord, for evangelism. I don't know that God's called you to some big meeting, but he has called you to be the person that can walk down the street, get in the shop, get in the store, and release Christ, share Christ, and recognize where there is someone who's ready to receive salvation. Where I might walk by and just go, hey, you can walk by, and they become just like they got little targets. And you have a sense that, you know, I need to go, let me get you a cup. You want some coffee? And you're just able to recognize that moment when they're ready for salvation, and you're going to be able to close the deal. Over and over and over again, you're going to be able to close the deal. Also, there's a call on you to begin to hear God if you're not already hearing in a prophetic way. There really is a call on you. God's opened your ears to hear prophetically from him in two different ways. One, on a personal level, words for people. But also second, on a corporate level, to begin to get words for the church, for the city, for the community. God's going to begin to speak to you about this. And some of this is going to come. Can I lay my hands on your back, on your shoulders there? It's going to come like this. It's going to come as a burden that begins to press down on you. It's an old-fashioned way of, old-fashioned term for prophecy, but it's just going to begin to bear down on you. And it's going to be a pressure. And you're going to begin to feel a pressure. Something is bothering you. Something is beginning to weigh on your heart. It's going to be emotional. It's not going to be in your mental at first. But slowly it'll begin to work its way up to your mind and give you understanding on what God's saying. But he's going to begin to burden your heart with different things. And I want to encourage you to do something. One night, take somebody with you, get in the car, and just drive through the community some. And as you do, God's going to begin, in different places, God's going to begin to put burdens on your heart. You're going to feel things on a deep emotional or gut level. It's going to be God beginning to speak to you about those areas. And from the sense of burden that you're going to get, God will begin to give you prayers, maybe even strategy for some of these different places. But it has to start with you getting your foot, figuratively, since get your wheel down the street when you're not just going somewhere and are in a hurry. Take a ride through town. Take somebody with you. Maybe have somebody else drive. And I'll do this once in a while. I'll get down in the back seat and not look where I am. And God will begin to speak to you just all of a sudden this burden will come on you. It's going to be God speaking about that particular area. And with it, he'll be giving you direction for prayer. Okay? All right. Are you married? You're not married? Well, all I know is you're not called to do all this stuff alone. There's you're like a flower and there's a whole petal over here not opened. You've got a lot more to say. You've got a ton of stuff to say, and right now you don't have anybody to say it to. Anyway, God's going to bring a guy along that's going to be God guy, not who doesn't need to be fixed, okay? A God guy who doesn't need to be fixed. Y'all understand about that? You understand for women of God how dangerous it what an attraction it is to run into some guy that needs to be fixed, and you use Holy Spirit, you think it's the Holy Spirit rising up in you, and it's not. It's not. Don't marry somebody that needs to be fixed. And don't marry somebody that needs a mama. So anyway, God's going to do that because you go into a really good restaurant, and the minute you walk in the door, you smell the kitchen, and it's just a whole nother life opened up to you. And there's a whole side of you that God's going to bring a guy, and this whole other part of your life, all of a sudden there's going to be this a spice and something else, a whole other layer to life. Okay? And I'm not saying that as a single lady you're not fine right now and fully complete in Christ, you are. But anyway, I'm just saying. Okay, one last thing. There's this thing that God has once in a while. How long have you been a Christian now?
30 years.
Good grief. Well, there's this thing that I see woven in and out of your life where it's once in a while God will weave it in, and then it seems to disappear, but then he'll weave it in again. There's this thing about faith and healing. And stubborn faith. I'm talking about stubborn faith. Not, oh, thank you, Jesus, I'll believe. Not that, but I mean like, God, heal her. That kind of stubborn thing that says, God, I'm gonna pester you with prayers for healing for her until you do it. You're gonna get so tired of me. You're gonna heal her just to get rid of me. That thing, I've seen it weave in and out of your life. Just, it'll appear, then it'll disappear, and it'll appear. So God's going to bring you to a time when he's going to say to you, deal with me on this. Get in your prayer closet and begin to deal with me until you settle the issue. Because ultimately the thing that God's going to do in your life is you're going to be a woman of faith that begins to hold on to healing for people, hold on to deliverance for people, where you become this warrior that just doesn't let go. And it reminds me of that movie, War Room. War Room? Have you seen that movie? Oh, you don't want to see it. Don't go see it. Don't do it. So there's a crisis God's going to call you to with him, a crisis of faith. It's a really good thing because it's been in and out, but you won't. Anyway, I've said enough.
If you could see the angel that stands behind you, you would know that in this season, and until God brings forth who he's going to bring, you are not alone. You are absolutely not alone. But this angel that stood behind you, I kept trying to discern why he had certain gems on his chest. There were certain colored gems on his chest. And as you were being prophesied over, the Lord began to show me and speak to me that there is such a gift of wisdom on the inside of you that you are about to impart to others that will be like gems. And you will go forth and you will impart gems. I mean, you will impart wealth of the kingdom of heaven through what the Spirit of the Lord puts on you to give to others. And I'm telling you, wisdom that will save lives, that will save people time, that will save people from destruction, wisdom from the throne of God. And the Lord wants you to know that he's given you the gift, and it's time for you to trust the gift more than you ever have before. I see that you hesitate at times, and I see that at times you're like, I don't know, should I, shouldn't I? And you've entered into that tug of war sometimes, but there's a release coming to you. There's a release where you're going to impart, and you're going to really begin to share with others the wealth and those nuggets of wisdom that God's going to put on the inside of you for them, and just release it. And it's just going to become so natural. And it's even as I'm saying that, I keep hearing the word transformer, and I'm struggling here. Going, Lord, what transformer? All I can think about is the movie. And there's this movie called The Transformers. Were these, not that I'm endorsing it. I do not endorse the movie Transformers. Where this a robot turns into something else. And I just, as I'm getting understanding of that, I feel like the Lord is saying that even as you're yourself, suddenly it'll be such a quick transformation into flowing with a strength and with an anointing that you've not known before. And with such a power. And it'll just be so easy, even as you'll be able to switch into that gear, and just it'll be something so natural and such an easy flow for you. So there's a fear that God is breaking off of you. Would I have to do it this way? Would I have to say it this way? Would I look fully? I feel like God is just breaking all that concern off of you. And even like David, who tried to carry Saul's armor, stuff is just falling off of you this evening. And the Lord is saying to you that he's calling you forth from out under all that expectation, all that stuff that he did not put on you, all that burden that he did not put on you. And the Lord says, daughter, I've anointed you to be you. And that as you flow as yourself, it's going to come so easy to you. And you're going to step into a flow that you've not stepped in before. And you are going to suddenly feel comfortable with the anointing and the flow that God has put on the inside of your life. I see that there's a pair of interesting looking slippers that they're putting on your feet. I've never seen anything like this. It's shaped different. It looks different. And I'm wondering why, what is that about? Now, the Holy Spirit is letting me know that you're called into a place of intercession. The Lord says, intercessor, 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 intercessor. You will be one to pray for others. You are called to live in the presence of God. You're called to live in that place in the glory with the Lord. And in that place, you're going to receive your assignments, your downloads. In that place, God's going to take you to nations. You're going to stand in nations in your prayer closet. You're going to stand in palaces in your prayer closet. You're going to stand praying for leaders and for kings and rulers. And the Lord says, in that place, the Lord says, I've designed your feet to live in that place where you will walk in my presence and you will receive from me what you are to do. So don't neglect and don't shrug off. Don't think that it's a small thing that God has called you into his presence as an intercessor. For the Lord says it's a weighty, weighty mantle. It's a weighty mantle, woman of God, that rests on your life. And now I have to ask you this. Was there something, an incident in your childhood where you were spared of something, where you were saved of something and rescued of something? Does that ring a bell to you anywhere? Okay. Because I just keep sensing that you've just been set apart. You've been saved for a purpose. You've been saved for a reason. And it's not just to exist in this realm, but there's a divine purpose activated and working in you. And the Lord says that you're entering into the season where you are discovering your purpose, where you are discovering your anointing and how you function and how you flow and your kingdom assignment in this realm. So you're going to begin to see the impact of your ministry. God says, woman, not only am I calling you to walk out your anointing, but I'm going to give you the season to see the impact. You're going to pray in your prayer closet and see things happen here. You're going to start declaring in your prayer closet and you're going to see walls come tumbling down. You're going to be declaring in your prayer closet and salvations begin to happen. The Lord says, I've called you and I've released you to have impact in this realm. So understand that your anointing is weighty. Your mantle is weighty. And finally, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I see you laughing and laughing and laughing with such a deep belly laugh. Because the Lord says, you're going to say, it's almost like you're saying, I can't believe it. I prayed that. I declared that. I can't believe it. The Lord says, watch and see how I'm going to move on your behalf. Watch and see how your intercession releases and launches my hand. Watch and see how I'm going to work on your behalf and bring about results. There's a harvest for you. There's an orchard waiting for you. For God wants you to discover it. And the Lord says, as you enter into this place of intercession, this deep place in the Spirit that I'm calling you to, the Lord says, you're going to receive fruit and fruit and fruit and fruit and fruit. So woman of God, discover the anointing that God has put in you. Give yourself fully to it. Give yourself fully to it. For God says, I'm calling you to this. Give yourself fully to it. And in that, God says, you're going to see things begin to shift like it's never shifted before. And amen.
I want to add one thing. You're going to be called to come up to the head of the table. You're going to find yourself involved in things that have a regional impact, not just local. When you're called up to the head of the table, don't hesitate. Walk up there. Because God's going to give you agendas and strategies that will impact this region and be a benefit here. So there's an authority of God on you that's not of your own making. Right.
Lord, we thank you for Lorna. We thank you, Lord, that everything she does unto you with excellence. And Lord, we thank you that you have set the table before her tonight. Lord, that you have answered the questions that were in her heart. Lord, that you have given her anointings and gifts. And Lord, we release her to move in excellence with the wisdom that you've placed deep within her. Lord, we seal these words to Lorna's life that they will be fruitful. And that will cause great multiplication in your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.